Joining me live in studio right now with his monthly report is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson. Sheriff Johnson, good morning. Hope you guys are staying cool out there.
Yeah, it's getting warm. Yeah. Good morning, Duke.
Hey, appreciate your time as always. Wanted to get some updates on what's happening with this incident that took place over the weekend in Grays River, about 9 miles outside of Alpine.
Sure.
Maybe take us back to the beginning and what occurred here with this.
Well, we got some calls about a vehicle that had gone over the side of the road, about a 100-foot drop. And so there were some calls came in from people that they didn't have phone coverage at that location, but observed something. And so they headed down to where they could get a signal. So we got some calls about that, headed up there. Also, medical was en route. But basically, we found a vehicle that had gone off the side. There was a passenger in that vehicle that was ejected from the vehicle and had sustained some pretty significant injuries. And then the driver, there was two occupants, the driver had left the area. And so he left the scene of the accident, an injury accident, which is problematic and troubling for us. So we're still in the process of identifying who that driver is. The passenger that was ejected and sustained injuries was eventually life-flighted to Idaho Falls. So he's in the hospital there. We've been in contact with him and interviewed him. He's not being totally cooperative in trying to help us find the driver, and there's a language barrier there. So we're having to use a translator or a Spanish-speaking interviewer to try and get information out of him. So we're still looking for some vehicles that possibly help the driver leave the scene. We have, of course, the vehicle that was involved in our impound. But so that's still an open case that we're working and trying to locate the driver, who's also a suspect in a crime at this point. So that's our efforts are going that way.
So as far as the vehicle that was involved in the incident, registration wise, did it not belong to the driver then or the passenger?
Well, we're still trying to verify that. We don't think so, but it's possible. But we have the registration. It's out of Idaho. So we're working on that, but we don't believe it's registered to the person that fled the scene.
Okay.
Still verifying a lot of information. Again, the language barrier's been a little problematic, but
sure.
Just a reminder to those people out there that when they take a language class in high school, polish up on it. It'll serve you well in the future.
Yeah,
wish I'd done that.
You never know when it might come in handy.
That's right.
As far as the cause of the accident, was there alcohol involved?
Alcohol involved. Located a lot of open bottles and empties, and some of those had been attempted to been hidden at the scene. So somebody had time to try and put those where they didn't think that would find them. So we definitely think that alcohol was a factor in the accident.
So as far as the suspect on the run that left the scene, you don't have any way right now of knowing if he was picked up by someone else, if he's still out wandering around. You mentioned yesterday you don't believe there's a threat to anybody that might be out in the Grays River.
No, I wouldn't get in a car with him, but yeah, I don't think he's a threat. It's possible that he's injured. We've checked the area hospitals to see if anybody's checked themselves in with that description, and to this point there hasn't been anybody. That was a pretty severe accident, and we do believe, you asked about helping him leave the area. We do believe that he was given a ride out of the area by somebody, acquaintances or somebody that picked him up and helped him flee the scene of the accident. So that's problematic as well.
Gotcha. So who knows where at this point then, right?
Right, okay. Right. We do believe that they're out of Idaho, Irwin, Idaho, and so that we're still doing a lot of follow-up and seeing what we can find out there.
Okay. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else on this case that you think is worth mentioning?
No, we'll keep you updated. We'll keep working it. And I'm confident we'll bring it to a conclusion and we'll find out who it was. It's just going to take a little time, but I'm confident we'll do that. So,
anything else happening within the sheriff's office that you wanted to mention today while we have you?
Oh, we're We're getting ready to do some promotions in the Afton patrol area, so that'll be coming here in a week or so, just through attrition and retirements, and some a couple patrol sergeants. So we're excited about that, some opportunities for some of our people. But it's just, you know, gearing up for summer. Obviously, the increased traffic, that slowdown in the Narrows, people are getting impatient there. So we encourage people to be patient. Just plan extra time, knowing that you're going to get stuck there for a while, so you don't feel the pressure that you got to take off around other people and be unsafe that way. So just spend a little extra time, or plan for spending a little extra time in the Narrows.
Yeah, the light won't change red or change to green any faster, right?
No,
yeah.
As mad as you get or as impatient, it doesn't change it. Yeah. In fact, it seems like it makes it longer.
That it does. That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake-up today on the SVI Radio Network.